God forgive us.
A Pucklecast
in my pants. On a journey through time, a journey to heal my mind.
Pucklecast, Friday at 2 p.m.
Radio Free Brooklyn.
A Pucklecast,
on a journey through time, a journey to bring you to your eyes.
I even spoke twice. He said,
then
take
I spoke with Jesus Christ.
He said, take a toke of this, it's nice. And you might have some fun on Friday afternoon or night. Protection, there's no way to fight our virile little virgin blood. Oh, it's out of sight. A Pucklecast.
Guys, I think there's a little verse about Jesus.
Christ, you know I even
spoke to him twice.
He said, take a toke of this, it's nice. And you might have some fun on Friday afternoon or tonight with Patty Valdem, Cecil Judd, and myself. Did I miss anybody? No, cause we're all pals on the Pucklecast. On the Pucklecast. A Pucklecast in my pants.
Perfect.
Not bad.
That's what I like to call a first takes.
Yeah.
No, I feel like we should do it again. But
No. That's never going to...
write a little piece of genius.
You burped and I laughed at the beginning of it. It was an old joke, but...
That's so classic Midwest.
Well,
because
there was a part about how we talked to Jesus Christ.
You guys are playing. I'm just like...
He's like, it was like
classic Midwest dial, like a little flatulence.
And I spoke with Jesus Christ.
I think we heard it.
That was like the second
episode. That part.
Oh, we got
like,
it. I think we got it three times.
This is a good segue to the next.
It's just important that we always have Jesus.
Speaking of United Airlines, am I right?
Am I right about United Airlines?
Pepsi.
We got a quick word from our anti-sponsors.
We do have a quick word from our anti-sponsors.
Do we indeed?
Yeah.
United is fucking shit show,
yeah,
by the
really
way.
They are very bad.
God damn.
I really don't like United Airlines, but they feel terrible. And
I kind of hate all airlines, honestly.
Well, United Airlines.
Pretty much every airline has dicked me over. Either they didn't give me the wine I wanted. They showed up late. Mm-hmm. Did they apologize?
They did.
Did they give me $20 million for the inconvenience of reading that newspaper
article?
Well,
listen,
give you a Paco comeuppance?
Well, they've yet to apologize for circumventing God's law.
Seriously.
And allowing man to fly.
Sickening.
Well, so listen, if everybody knows about this, let's describe the incident that happened.
How dare you.
Let's describe the incident that happened.
Well,
so there he was. This guy is searching for a heart of gold.
Oh,
I've been searching for a heart of gold.
Yeah.
Yeah, so anyways, there was a passenger that did not want to vacate the flight. He didn't want to vacate a fucking flight on a...
He's a busy guy.
Are we done with the singing?
Because he's getting older. United Air. Okay, go on. All right,
that was Buckers. A little United Airline. So anyways, well, here's a commercial for YouTube. Exciting. Commercial for YouTube. Great. Thanks. Yeah, so anyways, there was a passenger that was being a little bitch, so he got kicked off an airplane. Off of a United Airlines flight.
But they wrongfully...
They print it right there on the ticket. They're like, use a little bitch.
Yeah, they're like, you better not be a little bitch. Yeah,
this is a capitalist nation, though.
Was mispronounced as... Like,
this is a goddamn capitalist nation, and they stole his right to capitalism.
Nobody cash, better touch my right king. To capitalism.
America's a right to capitalism. You have to buy that shit.
They, you know, bought it.
It would be a
podcast
if the song did not come on within like 30 seconds.
Well, you know.
The podcast.
Anyways, we here at United Airlines would like to apologize for kicking the shit out of that bitch that totally fucking deserved to be kicked off our airplane.
We apologize.
What a little us. Pussy.
I know, what a fucking pussy. If anything, he should thank us.
He broke our armrest.
Normally, you have to be like fucking Mike Tyson or someone famous.
He bled on our fucking carpets. Do you know how much it costs to get your carpets clean midair?
How much does it cost?
It costs
actually,
a lot.
I mean, it
right?
depends how cute
but
you
listen,
are.
Listen, since you guys are a bunch of little fucking whiny bitches, we here at United Airlines have decided to come up with a new package. A new airline package for all of you.
Package.
Just for you. Just because we feel so bad that one of you was kicked off of our flight unjustly. We feel terrible about it. Really
that's fun. United cock slaps to the package face.
So, in our new first class, we're only going to kick you in the fucking cunt. That's all we're going to do to you. Yep. That's all. Just one fucking swift kick to the cunt or to the balls if that's what you got. Right? Straight
up. Putt that bitch.
Bam. Swift kick to the genitalia, and then you're done. We don't bother you. We treat it as if it was a normal flight afterwards.
Well, until you're connecting flight, then you get another one.
Now, there's business class. In business class, we're going to fuck your wife. But it will be consensual.
It's like an indecent proposal situation.
Yeah, if you,
please,
get
fuck
the joke
my wife.
Lean into the fucking mic.
But there's money involved in indecent proposal. This will be free.
There's money involved in business class. Are you
so
kidding?
Basically, if you want to fly business class on United, get ready to be a cuck. Because that's
going
to be the
cucked.
Whole cuck service.
But if you're into that sort of thing and you're really progressive, it's going to be great. So I would recommend business class on United.
Or if you just deserve it. If you deserve to be cucked.
No, but I feel
business
like,
class.
I feel like everybody should
Midwest
be allowed
House
to fuck
Cutman.
Everybody as long as it's consensual. So I'm cool with the business class on United. But a lot of people aren't cool with that. This is even worse. In coach, they're going to fuck all your children to death. And you'll thank them for doing
How
it.
How are they
going
to
you know what? Midwest
erections.
Al thinks that this story has
they're united.
Essentially...
They're hatred. They're all united for one.
So the fucking your kids to death.
I don't know how bad that
plan comes. It's side by side with the kids fly free plan.
By the way, there's a few bits.
They also get fucked to death somewhere between takeoff and landing.
I mean, if they're small enough to sit on your lap, they're small enough to be fucked to death.
Honestly, I think this whole account is really just reunited.
Reunited!
I think that this whole story has just sort of reignited this sexual fantasy on flights. Whoa, that's what I think this story is.
I know Mile High Club has really gone down when those bathrooms got so
well. Speaking,
small.
Speaking
that
of
man getting beaten on that, seeing that man getting beaten on the flight,
there's no curtains between you and the steward.
There's all sorts of things that go on.
How are you supposed to fuck the stewardess if there's no curtain?
I am a member of the Mile High Club.
Oh, hey.
Are you?
Yeah.
Really?
Good work. Yeah.
Who did you bang in the plane?
Did you?
Myself.
Oh, dude, I did that. Come on.
Did you
like an 8-hour flight? You're not going to jack it?
Flying makes me so horny. They're like, we're going to strap you to a fucking tube.
And we're going to punish you.
We're
going
to fire
you
the
whole
into the Atlantic. And punish you. And send hot girls around to punish you. And get you drunk.
Jesus Christ.
Was it Turkish Airlines?
Was it a Turkish Airlines flight?
Oh, really?
Or was it those sluts on Emirates? What flight did you jack off?
Oh, dude, the Emirati.
Oh, the Emirati sluts. You know it's bad? Because you know you can't have it. Because it's like, oh, no.
Except that you can.
Why do people wear the t-shirts with the airlines? Don't they know that, like, everyone in those countries, everyone in that
team.
Country, like,
it's
isn't allowed to be a citizen?
Look, if you don't want to fly United Air...
But it's like a country of, like, non-citizens.
Oh, yeah, it's a terrible country. It's like a slave state.
It is basically.
Yeah,
it's the
closest thing
to it.
Yeah, it's pretty dark.
Well, no, there's Kansas.
But wait, can we talk about the Apococast Airlines?
If
if you don't want to fly United, you can fly Ignited, where we fly you straight into the earth. We set you on fire.
Even though
fly the cosmically ambiguous skies. continue. Sorry.
Yeah, look. Okay, yeah, you want to fly United and have your youngest children fucked to death? And you want to fly United and have your Asian grandfather punched in the nose? Fuck that. Fly Ignited. Take off from anywhere and arrive.
We got no security.
In the center of the earth.
Into the earth as quickly as possible.
Why would we pay for that shit? You're a fucking sucker if you're going to pay for security. Anyone that wants to blow up a plane can do it. We know exactly. This to be true. They're like, oh, yeah. We just found out that they might try and use toothpaste or laptops. Like,
we don't recommend.
You didn't think of that? Like, Michael Bay thought of that in, like, the first 3 minutes of, like, making his latest movie. They should just get Michael Bay to, like, come up with ideas. He's like, I mean, you probably could fit it in your shoes or toothpaste. You know, like...
They're probably like, anyway, what if you just fucked the plane to death?
But
Ignited Airlines.
Yeah,
I like Ignited.
We have a no security policy. You know what I mean? So if you got a beard... Front of the line.
If you have a gun, just don't even buy a ticket.
Especially, it's
knives.
Like Islamic fundamentalists, especially because our safety.
So adults,
we have a 50% gun holder discount.
No, yes. More Islamic fundamentalists you have on an airplane, the less likely Islamic fundamentalists are to blow it up. Oh, zing!
Oh,
got him.
Zing, you fucking suckers at the TSA.
What now,
plus
Obama?
Plus, we're sending him to the middle of the earth, so.
Oh, middle earth.
Doesn't
airline.
Even matter. Yeah, that's right. We'll tell them they're going to Chicago, but they're going to the middle of the earth.
No, this is how.
Hop on.
How it's going to be done is someone's going to have how it's going to be done. How it's going to be done is someone's going to bring a therapy dog on the plane that's going to be viciously trained, like a Rottweiler, to just like attack the pilots and kill them. And that's how it's going to be done. A therapy.
Oh, speaking of explosives and coke,
yeah, oh, like the Manchurian Rottweiler.
No,
guys.
Well, yeah.
It's so interesting that you mentioned explosions and coke.
Okay.
No, it really is because of Kylie Jenner.
Uh-huh. I'm tapped in.
Am I right?
Oh, my God.
Did you say Kindly Jenner?
No.
You're not talking
Wait,
about
no.
them
did
on
say,
our TV show.
Did you say
show.
Coke or Pepsi?
You don't acknowledge them on this show.
Coke, explosions,
no, well there
Pepsi.
Was a...
I think he's mistaking Pepsi for
no,
Coke,
No, there was
right?
a very controversial commercial,
oh,
remember?
Okay,
and we all know Pepsi
it was definitely a Pepsi,
commercial with... Well,
I didn't watch
Well, actually, Pepsi was good. Remember the Madonna ad? She did good. She had her little,
like
black
Britney
lover,
Spears
and that was really shocking.
Is that the ad where she wordlessly cut off some guy's dick?
No,
it was
like
35 seconds long.
She was worshiping, like, a crucified Jesus
like,
that she
new
fucked.
Pepsi.
Yeah, Madonna.
It just,
yeah.
It was like
Madonna
her stern face. It was like
Jesus
a split screen.
A it was like, oh, yeah. They had to pull the ad, but, like, they should have left it up.
It was a great ad. When they crucified her for Pepsi, just they nailed Madonna's cross.
And now they're like, now we have Kylie
poking, just jamming pikes into her stomach and piles squirting out of the hole.
And then the stonings begin. And then the stonings.
These kids are like, oh, what happened to Madonna? She hasn't put up an album in so long. It's because... She was crucified, and all the pikes into her stomach. And all the fire.
It hurts the diaphragm.
So anyway, back to Kendall.
Oh, yeah, so she did an ad.
And Coke.
Describe it, please.
I mean, not Coke.
Pepsi.
So it starts out really great. Yeah. You know, they're, like, trying to do a little homage to protesting. You know, this is, like, the time of activism. And I guess, like, you know, we all know that we're against... Like fundamentalist Americans.
Protesters. We're against these professional protesters.
These
American Taliban out in the streets talking about women have rights. Bullshit.
Fuck you.
George Soros.
So anyway, we all agree that like we should be in the street just burning shit up just for this country because this country is fucked and we need to just get the fuck out there.
Yes, but
go
only
spit on Trump Tower.
Unpure.
They put up a fence. I couldn't spit on Trump Tower. I'm petty like that. I just want to spit on the tower.
Take a dump.
Yeah,
take a dump
even better.
If
upper
you're
deck.
If you're not willing to take a shit in public for a cause, you're not willing to die for
you're
it.
You're not a fucking
so don't
protester.
Even show up to the meeting.
Don't play.
You know
these
I mean?
People, though, you can tell they're fake because they're really happy.
I
want
to see you take a shit on the
if
floor,
if you've
mate.
Been to a protest in New York...
If you really mean it.
If you've been to a protest in New York, you know your life is fucking in danger because somebody's going to fuck with a cop and the cop is just then going to... wreak havoc on everyone. You're going to be climbing a fence for your life. You're going to be fenced in by somebody and just crushed by this mob that will trample on you. So nobody's smiling at a protest. Yeah. These people are smiling. They're like, yay!
I love
America!
Protests.
And they're so attractive.
Yeah, and they're all beautiful. Just every ethnicity you can find. Every
woman,
trans. This commercial.
Okay.
So they're
the
smiling. We know it's fake. It's fake activism, but they're trying to make it cool. So Kendall's up there. She's like, hey, girl, hey. She's modeling and shit. She's got her little shiny outfit.
Protest.
Somehow she rips
she
her outfit
like
on
potato.
And puts on like a t-shirt and jeans. So she becomes like one of them. They're like, one of us. One of
I didn't
us.
Even notice she one changed.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She changed.
She changed.
A, you know, as a woman.
Kendall, you changed. Jesus.
She changed.
I thought
and she,
I
like, changed her
oh,
hair,
changed.
Too.
You
she somehow, like, pulled off her white hair and, like, turned it brown. And she's like, I'm one of you now. But she's like a little bit brown, right?
Did she wink at a little?
She's Armenian. It depends.
Armenian, yeah.
Many would say that that's
Jesus
not white.
Jesus was brown and Jesus was Armenian, so okay.
Jesus was not
Jesus
Armenian.
Jesus was nowhere near Armenian.
He was nowhere near,
are
yeah.
you fucking kidding me? I think Jesus you're thinking of Aramaic, too, which is a language.
Moving on. So Kendall's not Jesus. Let's just put it that way. She puts on
we
her
We all know Jesus was Polish.
And she goes up.
If anyone says otherwise, come at me.
She goes up.
You know what, Jesus is. You know the original pronunciation of Christ? It was Jesus Christinski.
So they're at a standoff, right? The protesters are smiling at the cops, but it's clearly very tense because they're not touching each other yet.
Shout out to Polish Christ.
Yeah. At protests in America, right. And our listeners abroad, something. People touch each other.
Probably,
you know what
yeah.
I mean? Like, we run up to the cops, we throw a Molotov cocktail, and then they hit one of us over the head, and then we rub each other's genitals.
No, we try to elbow past each other, and then they beat the shit out of us. When we try to get to like where the see the real fighting happens. Wait, the real fighting happens before you even get to the protest. It's because they try to stop you from protesting, so they build barricades.
When have you been protesting when pregnant? Yeah.
I was at the women's march actually. Prego.
One kick in the cunt.
Oh, faithful Apoca listeners will note that.
Yeah.
Violet Amis right. yeah, is carrying yeah. the anti Bannon.
Oh, that's awesome.
I was like, I'm growing a new president. They have to be socially active.
Faithful listeners will note that the anti Bannon was conceived underground
and Bannon has been
on the Apoca list.
And Bannon has been pulled. No, his power has been taken.
Who? What? What?
Because of Midwest Al Seed.
Of my body.
Yeah.
Wait, whose power has been taken?
Bannon.
As the anti-Bannon grows, the Bannon's power.
Wait, do you think Bannon senses that the anti-Bannon has been conceived?
I think it's like Voldemort.
Is it like his nose gets redder, where his like facial vascularity fails? He's just fucking bleeding internally.
And like the eyes start to puff out a little.
That is what that is.
Almost like Ebola.
That is actually lifelong. When you look at Steve Bannon's face, you see like lifelong alcoholism.
Yeah.
Like he's got.
This guy sounds like Irish priest.
The old Irish priest.
It's okay. You'll never see us. So,
I respect Bannon, honestly.
Are you kidding me? Can you imagine if the cowards that listen to this show saw our faces? They would be shattered.
They'd be so rough.
They would
light shit on themselves. Fire.
They would kill their mothers and daughters.
They'd be like, they're hot as fuck also. Holy shit.
Like, basically, they're like, Bannon would drop the end of Dogma.
And they would follow us naked down basically the street. You know you want to, Apoca listeners. You know you want to.
The exact end of Dogma.
Yeah, exactly.
They would try to cover their ears.
So she goes up and she's like, I'm going to cross the barrier. And she takes a Pepsi, probably from a man of color, like knowing that whatever how bad it is.
What do you want?
And she gives it to a cop. And the cop's like, great. And they shake hands, but it's like completely the stealing of this amazing photograph where they like fucked with this beautiful woman for Black Lives Matter.
Oh, so Kylie
Except
Jenner
it was Kendall Lives Matter. No, Kendall.
Kendall Lives Matter. Right.
Kylie's the fake
Kendall?
Lips.
Why would it say Kendall?
Well, we're starting a new movement here at the Apocalypse. It's called No Lives Matter.
Get it?
Absolutely none. Black you're all expendable. Sure. You're all going to hell. Like, and we hope it hurts when you die.
And she's like. So anyway,
we hope it hurts and it's humiliating when you die.
But this is listen. I'm sorry, Jen, but we're getting distracted.
So that was
No, that's not what was it. And so basically, afterwards, she walks up to the police.
Yeah, and that's where the ad ends.
And she gives one of the cops a Coke.
It's a Pepsi.
It's a Pepsi, right? Sorry.
Why the hell would he accept a Pepsi?
Why would he accept a Pepsi? He would slap it right out of her hand.
So anyway, he takes it home. It was shows it to his family, and he's like, look at this Pepsi.
He's like, I've changed my mind about everything.
Kendall gave it to me. Yeah, look, Black lives do matter. And like, everything is great.
I'm gonna fuck
women
this
matter. Let's give them back abortion. Let's give them back, like,
I'm so sorry.
Birthright.
It
would have
been some guy from, like, Staten Island. He'd be like, what? He's like, you got that from that girl? The girl with the two moms? You get it signed?
Anyway,
sign on eBay.
So anyway.
Where'd you get that Pepsi there, from the girl with the two moms?
He's with his family. He's like, look at this guy.
The cop who had the Pepsi earlier is with his family at home.
Wait, are we saying, is this the plot twist? That cop has two moms?
No. She has two moms.
See, when the continuity of the story is broken, it ruins the punchline.
Thanks.
So let's not do that.
So anyway.
Okay, anyways.
Midwest Al got a little carried away with the...
Yeah, with the fucking...
With
the
hilarious
the
prejudice of Staten Island people.
Wait, we don't know if this cop has two moms or not.
No, he doesn't, but she does.
Anyways,
the police officer
gets a Coke
from the Kardashian. So he takes the Pepsi home, Pepsi. And he goes and fucks it.
Gets a Pepsi, and then he fucks it, and then he shows it to his kids, and he's like,
yeah,
check
he
it
does
out,
fuck
I have a Pepsi.
It first.
And then...
And then it fucking explodes and kills a whole family.
And then it just says...
Black lives do matter.
She says Pepsi.
Fuck you.
And then there's a guy with like the finger that's like Allahu Akbar. and they say that that's controversial.
It says white lies
shattered. They say that that is controversial.
Oh yeah. Oh
I don't
yeah.
Know why. It says, can't anybody take a joke?
It says no lives matter, and then masked villain says comment Wabekia.
Every single person. Dola Islamia
is not love.
Oh, it has been said that.
It just says everybody died.
It has been said that the state of Islam what?
No, this is our faithful. Wait, you know what? We've talked about that. We have listeners in northern Iraq, but we have not differentiated if they're ISIS or not.
It's called Kurdistan. No, they're Kurds that are in Kurdistan.
Oh. Okay. Well,
which is technically northern Iraq, but
they might understand it. Oh, comment Rebekia means it's established and it's lasting.
Not Becky, like speak.
Bekia, and that like it remains.
Oh, I have
like
no idea.
Like Becky
what
that means. The good hair.
It's like, oh, the Islamic State has been established and it remains.
Until next week. They're not good at what they do, actually.
Like the board, like 1 week since the last accident.
They're having like a board meeting right now. Yeah. They're like, we had a perfect 1 week since the last accident time. Thanks a lot, Abu Omar El Belgi.
El Belgi.
Yeah.
What a Belgium. Piece of shit.
Of course.
El Belgi. Oh, El Belgi. Okay.
Yeah.
I see.
Yeah. El Belgi.
The Belgi.
You know.
Haven't addressed the podcast's new political movement, No Lives Matter.
Oh, yeah, No Lives Matter. Right.
Yeah, none.
We're going to march in the streets. And anyone who shows up,
we're going to kill them.
We're going to kill them.
There's actually a crevice that we have planned to open, and you're just going to fall in. It's good, though.
We're going to be really confrontational.
For a good cause.
We're going to go to like city hall meetings and be like, no lives matter. We're going to chant, and then we're going to just throw grenades at people and ourselves.
But especially at ourselves. You'd be like, I'm going to jam this whole thing up my asshole. Do you think that my flesh will cause the shrapnel to be less damaging to you?
Like, where the
more damaging. Your pelvic girdle will just become bullets.
Yeah.
You know that that's not true.
Well,
it is true that you do have a pelvic girdle.
Yeah, but well, I feel like if an explosion went off at someone's anus, you'd be way safer because it was in the person's anus.
But so
no, but that's where all their biggest bones are.
Yeah, but it just would sort of
pelvic, you know. Shrapnel, pelvic.
But have you considered the shit?
Oh yeah, that's a biological warfare right there.
Get him.
Anyway, sorry, Sarah, you're saying something.
Oh, yeah. So, well, I think, like, the plan has to be to focus on the areas with the highest concentrations of virgins.
Of lives.
Yeah, well, but especially virgin lives. Especially virgin lives.
That'd be Comic-Con.
It's like the creme de la creme, you know?
Comic-Con,
like
nothing, zing.
Yeah.
Comic-Con,
yeah.
Lots of virgins, Comic-Con. Yeah.
Tons.
Bueller.
Tubular.
Nerds.
Tubular, yeah.
Fuck nerds, man. Right?
Do you think that the people...
Right?
Oh, speaking of tubular.
No, you're not. They don't, apparently.
You know the
tubes? I think they do.
You know the tubes?
Right.
The superconductor, the hell mouth.
With all the blood.
Oh, yeah.
The superconductor, the hell mouth in Switzerland.
Yeah.
Tell me about it. Oh, yeah, I remember.
The super collider.
We were talking about this the other
this
week.
Is what... Who authorized this? They're like, yeah, you want to build a hell mouth?
The Swiss?
It's like, let's do it.
Yeah.
This is why England left the EU.
Yeah, because they knew that the Swiss were jacking each other off in the little tunnels and then trying to open collide particles.
Wait, is that how it works? Is that what a super collider is? Just a succession of Swedes jacking each other off?
Yeah.
No, or Swiss.
Yeah,
sorry.
Yeah, like, we open a portal into
like
hell.
Swiss
yeah.
cheese, because it's got the holes.
Swiss.
The
I don't. Sorry, I don't have a STEM degree. I would have known better.
What's a STEM degree?
Science, tech.
Technology.
Mathematics.
Okay. Our fucking resident scientist. We have a doctor. The podcast is so full of
wait, do we have a doctor?
Munitions.
Yeah, who? We have two doctors.
We have one and a half doctors.
You guys are both doctors?
And then the child of
one
two doctors.
Wait, whoa. Pause the show.
Two.
Apocalypse listeners are gasping. You guys are both doctors?
Well, my spawn is definitely
a doctor.
What are you guys doctors of?
Alex is one.
Sarah,
you're six-sevenths. He's five-sixths of a doctor, right?
Are you guys medical doctors or like ecclesiastic doctors?
I can't tell you.
We can't actually say.
I think I already explained that I'm a doctor of streetwalking.
No, she's a doctor of the butt. They're both doctors of the butt.
Yeah, it's very simple.
They're both.
What happens when you have to deliver the bad news? Where like you have to close the door after a patient comes in for tests.
Oh, close the
and
door.
And you're like, see? Jesus. They're like, look.
You've got a broken
I'm
butt.
Like, Mr. South Jersey, I'm so sorry. It's your butt.
It's your butt.
It's
the worst case of ass cancer.
It went wrong,
I've
and it's gonna seen. It's gonna take you to hell with it.
Yeah.
You have a very rare kind of cancer, of the lower butt.
Your butt is actually turning directly.
How do you handle these conversations?
Well, first I drain their blood, so they're very weak.
They just reinvest it.
They can't fight back. They're very disorganized. And they're like, wait, what? I'm what, doctor? No. And I'm like, more leeches.
At that point,
you're like, and they're like, are these leeches covered by my insurance? And you're like, no.
you crazy? Nobody does leeches.
Christ can protect you!
And then I call the priest because I'm like, let's just get them out of here.
You call the nurse practitioner.
And then you definitely don't let the patient rep in because then you're in trouble. They'll be like, why are there leeches on the body? It's like, no. No.
This is all Obamacare. It's like before Obamacare was passed.
Medicaid is actually great care, I would say. Medicaid, you get some good ass care, but after self-pay.
Before Obamacare, you had nurse practitioners, you had just priests, left and right.
Yeah. Like, send him to the well. Jed, how were they?
No, it was like this is like what? When did Obamacare pass?
Like 1917
during Obama. The time of Obama.
Him.
I literally had to Google some quotes of Michelle the other day because I was just getting depressed. And I was like, what would Michelle say?
What would Michelle say?
And I just Googled her and I was like, She's like, Barack and I were raised with the same values. And, you know, you have to be a person who always keeps your word. And you treat other people the same way you want to be treated. Even if you don't understand them. Even if you don't agree with them. And I was like, oh, thank you, Michelle. Because I fucking hate everyone. Thank you. I'm like, now I'll be okay.
Sweet Michelle.
If I just do what Sweet Michelle says.
Do you think they're still married or what?
Oh, God, yeah. They're banging it up way more than before.
They're probably banging like all those Russian ballerinas together.
She's like, you the president. Hey.
No, I bet you they are tearing through.
Well,
the
now he just role plays as the president.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Ooh. Maybe she role plays, and he likes it. You know,
what's the hardest part about making love?
You know, she's the president in bed. So.
Is the rotationary force?
No, so they put their cigarettes out on you.
Oh, that sounds pleasant.
Oh like God,
sounds hot.
It is hot. Trust me.
Why isn't the government funding this? Why aren't all middle schoolers learning this knowledge?
Yeah,
it's like, whoa, you want to grow up? You want to have sex with a ballerina? Are you ready for all the burns?
Dude, well, especially the Russian ones.
Honestly, I don't even need the sex. I'll just take the burns. You know?
Fly United.
Just so I can feel something.
Fly Ignited.
Ignited, yeah.
Fly Ignited Airlines.
You can smoke. What of it?
I guarantee
actually,
it,
on Ignited Airlines, you have to smoke. Yeah. And also...
And your kids have to smoke.
And your kids have to smoke.
And fuck each other.
No, well, the youngest one has to fuck the second youngest one to death. And also, all the stewardesses just put out cigarettes on your body.
Still generally,
they ask you what you want.
A
they're
more
like,
moderate policy
they're like,
than
they're
United's.
Like, they're like, what would you want to drink? And you're like, ginger ale. And they just put out a cigarette in your lower lip.
That's gross.
Can you imagine?
That's so funny.
And then they go to the guy sitting next to you, and he's like, oh, I'll have a grapefruit. And they put out a cigarette on the tip of his dick.
Oh, man.
That's the worst part about it.
And then they go to the third guy in the window seat. They're like, what would you like to drink? And he's like, I'll have a beer, please. And they put out a cigarette.
On his dick.
On his dick.
Take out your cock.
Oh, it's heavy. MLP cocks are rotty.
That's right. Didn't we make up a little song about cocks?
Hey, oh, show us your cock.
We also have a song to sing about a ship.
Oh, the one where we're searching for a herd of gold?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No, please.
No, we already searched.
We have a song.
I've been searching.
I don't think we found
for
it.
A heart.
The issue.
It was more like a fart of gold.
What's the title of this song?
This one is called Sink the Bismarck.
Well, you guys have to kill a little bit of time because we're going to do
first,
listener mail.
Wait, can we do? Can
but
we
first,
do?
Let me sing you a little Ed Sheeran because he's so sad sounding. Uh-huh. Right.
No, hang on.
Guys,
okay, play your Ed Sheeran.
Ballad
in. I was just gonna do like a little because we said our new airline. So the song would be. I just realized this song actually has a music video from The Hobbit. I was like, fuck.
How about I turn off?
What is this a real song?
Yeah, Ed Sheeran sings a song, and the music video is The Hobbit. And I see fire inside the mountain. I see fire burning the trees. And I see fire hollowing souls. I see fire blood in the breeze. Okay. So
did Ed Sheeran really write this?
Yeah, you've never heard that. I think he does it higher. He's like, I see
did Ed Sheeran die and go to hell for a little bit and
who
then come back?
Who is that?
It's a singer
Ed
here.
Ed Sheeran, he's like this little, really he's like this little puss boy.
He's a little Irish.
Yeah. Little puss boy.
He's a little Irish.
Oh, I'm a little Irish boy. I'm put things inside me.
Right then.
Yeah.
Fuck the English. Chucky Arlaw. Do we have any Irish listeners? Don't
me.
Understand that.
I'm half Irish.
Chuck your alarm.
We're both half Irish.
Yeah. Irish somewhere.
Oh, yeah. Give me a look at your cock.
No, my name is Patrick and my grandmother's fucking Irish.
Ah, my name's
American.
Cochran. I'm just covered up.
Oh, Cochran.
Oh, my name's Caitlin O'Malley.
Oh, O'Malley. Darty.
No, you guys are racist. Name. I come from Donegal.
I've talked about this before on the podcast.
I come from Dingle. That's my favorite town name.
There's nothing
Dingle.
Fun about being like, being Irish American. Like, kind of fucking sucks because we have St. Patrick's Day, which is great, but it's like an adult holiday, you know. And then there's nothing that like you like the Italians.
Pat, you're like 30. What are you talking about? It's an adult holiday. You can participate.
I know now.
You're
it's
grown.
Fun, but I'm saying when I was a kid, being Irish fucking sucks. Like I knew that there were other kids that were Irish, but there was like no community around it whatsoever. You know, it's like
oh my god, the Irish
like,
diaspora.
I like that other one.
No, but I'm saying we're full of shit because there's nothing fun. Like the Italian diaspora, they have like fun food.
Oh,
and, like,
whatever. Oh,
right.
This fucking guy.
But for Ireland, there's nothing that's fun about being Irish American whatsoever. When you're a kid, it's like there's no holiday. That are like
there's
like
just
exciting.
there's
sadness. And
there's
like,
only profound shame in knowing that you weren't the youngest sibling to get fucked to death. As
if
for
you're
Irish
Mexican,
tradition,
think of all the cool holidays you have. If you're Mexican, if you're Italian, great holidays. Fuck it. St. Patrick's Day is great when you're an adult, but if you're a little Irish kid, you're
hey, what do the Italians have?
They have green foods and stuff.
It's terrible. It's a terrible holiday. I love it
because
my name's
Patrick.
I
fucking love Ireland because they have this blood sausage shit. Is so good. It's like.
Well,
blood.
They just fuck all this
it's
blood,
just blood
in
inside of a sausage. Like,
wait, is
thing
that where
casing?
Your younger brother went?
Oh my god, they fry it up. It's all crispy.
That actually does sound.
Mm. It's
fried
good.
Fucking blood.
It's
sounds
so
delicious.
Good.
I'm a vegetarian,
what's
and that's
called?
Like making
Peggy?
Me aroused to think about.
Most things seem to.
Well, you know,
listeners, call us and tell us what is the name of the blood sausage. How
do
you eat your
haggis?
Blood?
Haggis?
Yeah. No. Ooh, yeah. Mm.
Could you make blood
Scottish.
Sausage not kill
the
animal?
Though.
Yeah,
by it comes
its
like,
yes.
Like the Spanish.
That would
they
be
make,
interesting for vegans.
So you can lose like 20% of your blood without changing your vital
something
signs.
Like that.
This is apocalypse knowledge. Every nut. Oh, apocalypse knowledge, episode 1. You can lose. Hey, oh, what's up, hot teens? What's up, cool teens of New York? Apocalypse Knowledge, episode 1. You can lose 20% of your blood without a change of your vital signs. Send us your blood.
You
won't notice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can.
But that doesn't mean that.
One fifth of your blood you can lose, and you
can. But that doesn't mean that you'll be fine if you lose one fifth of your
blood. No, it means your vitals don't change. Your heart rate doesn't change. Your blood pressure doesn't
change. If you're an old person and you lose a pint of blood.
No, but we're talking for like the young virgin blood.
Oh, yeah, you're
fine. Send us
the
blood. That's
why I said hot
cool teens
of New York. Send us 20% of your blood.
You can send the blood in Tupperware.
Send us 20% of your blood.
You can send the blood in large Ziplocs.
Guys, it's very important. Everybody should listen to Midwest Style right now. Continue,
but losses will not be
he's telling us about ways that you can send us your blood.
Oh,
what are some other ways you can
good to
us
know.
Your...
Thank you.
Oh, basically,
so much.
Patreon. Can we please say Patreon before this?
Yeah, www.patreon/ RadioFreeBrooklyn/. Actually,
yeah.
No, that's it. Just / RadioFreeBrooklyn. And then please give us money, honestly, because really, like.
And blood, though.
Your mason jars.
Look,
mason jars.
We can do more with blood than money.
You can send it by carrier. If you want to do a mail courier, they will take the blood and any receptacle that is plastic, we will accept it. Otherwise, all blood orders.
We don't want plastic.
No?
It's better in glass.
Yeah.
Only glass. We're glass only?
Plastic is porous.
We want artisanal.
And also soak it.
And then the plastic is yellow.
You can also soak the blood in the clothes of a virgin, and then that can be wringed out so that we accept that.
You can't just send us your soaked clothes.
No.
It has to be, yeah.
Give me blood. Okay, give me let's play the next song. Come on, let's just. Oh, give me that
blood. If you ain't running games, give me blood, give me blood. If no one is around you, give me blood.
Although my heart is falling too.
I think we're on the same wavelength. Yeah.
I hate that fucking song so much. Is that who that guy is?
Yeah.
Oh, I hate him.
Wait,
oh,
can you?
Yeah, I really don't like. Yeah.
He wrote that good song from The Hobbit. That's amazing. That's a terrible. I hate the I'm in love with the shape of you.
Yeah, that song
I hate
fucking
that
drives
song.
Me
terrible
nuts.
Song.
It's so bland.
Wait, you guys know like the weirdest lyric of that song?
That's
he's like
the opposite
song,
of salt.
That song almost makes me not feel bad for being white. No, I still do feel bad for being white, but that song almost makes me not feel bad for being white.
No,
that's how bad it is. Yep. And that ain't right.
Wait, is there not a lyric to this song that says something like, you were born to give me that blood or some shit like that?
No, so that I can fry it.
No, it gets really weird. Like, at first he's like,
he says,
at first he says,
Shorty, I'm gonna, you know.
At first he says,
He says something to the effect of, like, this poor woman was born to fuck him.
In all my verse, he says, in all my bed sheets smell like you. But in the third verse, he says, in all my fingers smell like poo.
Ooh. So, got him.
So that was a little Blood song written by Ed Sheeran, who looks like blood splattered on his hair. Proper ginger.
Is he actually Irish?
He's a bit. Yeah, my sister and I just Googled it because we were having a little dispute because he's English sounding.
Uh-huh. Oh, there's a lot of that.
He's West Irish.
They're called traitors.
He's West Irish.
But guys, I have
wait,
to tell
you. Wait, did you get that?
Wait, I have to tell you guys. He did.
It means he's English.
England. Yeah, yeah.
He did a duet with Beyonce on that song where she's like grinding on it. Grinding on it. You know that song? She's like, surf.
You know Beyonce's best.
Surfboard.
Oh
yeah.
My god, it's hot.
I hate that song. I hate him.
I was like, are you going to fuck Beyonce while Jay-Z's
in? I like Beyonce. I fucking hate this Ed.
You guys think Beyonce does not still fuck? Really I hate good. To break every woman's heart.
Yeah.
Beyonce does not
there's something about her. Yeah.
Beyonce does not fuck.
Oh, man.
She has, look, that's all right, bullshit. All you people that are like woman power Beyonce getting it, she comes every time she fucks. She does not fuck.
I don't like.
She doesn't grind on anything. She plugs in like a computer that only rich people can afford.
Oh, that's right.
Into her vagina.
She is like.
Yeah, apologize.
She's really amazing, but. Yeah.
But she can afford robot sex. She's like. She's exported.
Yeah. She's
exported her vagina to the fucking cloud. And so she has orgasms in cyberspace.
That's so awesome. That's why her music's so good, because she's just like, click.
In the future,
orgasm,
you'll be able to call
click,
an Uber orgasm. And have sex with a robot on the car.
In the future,
the
you'll just be able to bang your Uber driver?
Yeah.
You'll be able to have sex with a robot
on the car. Like those people that can brush their teeth and have
I mean,
an
if
orgasm,
if you want to fuck like a 30-year-old cool. Afghan guy, cool. You can fuck your Uber driver today.
No, it'd just be a sex robot that you just have sex with. On
can we address this? I never see people from Afghanistan in real life unless they're.
There's
going
to be parents who are going to be like, is it the right age to let your kid have a sex spot? Like, I guess like 17, but we shouldn't let them. You know, it'd be like, parents are going to have to deal in the future with like their kids getting access to sex
anyways,
spots.
Guys.
Like, when it's an appropriate
and what if,
rite
what if
of passage to have sex
wait,
with
what
a
if
robot.
The ESRB is going to
in the
put
future,
like
everyone will have sex
it.
With a robot.
Yo, what if the robot is older than child, though? What if the robot's a legal adult and the child
hey, guys,
is
guess
damn,
what?
Oh, damn.
Guess what? We have some fucking listener mail.
Oh,
because we have
mail,
listeners.
Yay.
Wow. Yeah, I know. Holy shit, right?
Thank
listener
you
mail.
So much, listeners.
Trump is like a lot of elite celebrities have had sex with robots. All right,
sure.
Mail.
Let's talk over the bit.
Mail time.
Sure, why not? What difference does it make, right? Who cares about our listeners?
You cowards. You absolute
swine.
Good evening.
It's Deirdre. Once
Deirdre,
again,
hey!
Calling to find out who
I think she's aged a little bit.
Is there
okay, well, let's listen to it again.
Are
let's
you
not
okay?
talk over it this time.
What, is she not live? Deirdre,
no,
aren't
she's
you
not live?
Live?
No.
It's Deirdre, once again. Calling to find out.
Deidre's COPD is kicking up.
Can tell me. Is let there a. I'm sorry. Let me start over.
We love
are
you,
there portals into hell on every continent?
Oh, good question.
I guess I need more specifically.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a hell mouth? In North America?
Oh, that's a good question.
Or do I need to travel? To find one. Thank you.
Good question.
Need to?
Great.
Oh, that is a
great
question.
Thank you so much,
Jesus
Deirdre. She's really great questions. She's bringing them in.
Incisive.
She's a loyal listener.
Yeah. Incisive. Yeah.
Very, very. So what do we
asking
think?
The real questions. Well, I mean...
How many of us have checked the continents?
Well,
no,
so last I heard Madagascar was
can we
still...
name them, though? Because
yeah,
I feel
go
like
for
I'm
it.
Missing one.
Go for it. What
so
do you
I've
got?
I've got North America, South America.
South Carolina.
Do you have real America?
I have the shadow
is
North
Europe,
America shadow.
Does Europe count as its own?
Yes!
What about the
finally!
Middle East?
Finally, someone just
is
shadowed North America.
Wait. I
no,
think
Europe
that,
is done. I don't
wait,
like Europe.
Pause. We got to name the continents first.
Yeah, you have America. You have real America.
Wait,
you have Mexico.
Name the
continents. China.
I'll tell you if they suck or not.
Okay. Antarctica.
Terrible.
North America.
It's all right.
South America.
Yeah.
Africa.
Yeah.
Asia.
Sucks. Are you kidding me?
No, Africa's cool. Are you kidding me?
Asia.
I've been all over Africa.
Terrible.
All of it sucks.
Europe.
Asia's horrible.
South
Europe
Asia.
Is horrible.
I don't know. I'm lost.
South Asia, terrible.
Come on now. Australia.
Asia and Africa.
I'm a doctor of the butt, okay?
No,
not Africa's the continent.
Africa's cool. Asia's terrible. Europe is
where
terrible.
Been, yeah. Where have you been in Africa?
Ghana.
New Zealand. Is that a continent?
No.
Ghana's like the best
no.
of Africa.
It's so awesome.
Guys,
Ghana
guys,
fucking rules.
Focus up.
And my dad was like in South Africa for a while.
Continent.
Oh, South Africa sucks, dude.
Continents.
Continents.
Okay, name a continent.
I Hawaii? Mean, so many. What are we missing?
Name another. Come on. Name one.
I said Antarctica, North America, South America, all right. Africa.
South America,
Europe.
Africa's okay. Good.
Europe,
good.
Asia.
Europe is
you
terrible.
Missed, okay, you're missing Asia? You're missing shadow Australia.
Okay.
Australia is the worst. Of all the continents, by far, Australia is the absolute worst. Because you know what? If you go there.
Polynesia, Micronesia, Indonesia.
In Australia. In Australia, if someone, steals your wallet and you go to the police station.
Super
they're
Nisha.
Like, all right.
Giga Nisha. Like, Pico Nisha.
Guys, in Australia, if somebody steals from you and you go to the police station, they're like, all right, well, if you're good enough to report a crime, you'll be good enough to get into a fight with the kangaroo then, won't you? You know? That's how they resolve every fucking dispute in Australia.
You have to win
with
the kangaroo before they'll let you.
Fucking animals.
And then,
fuckers.
But what percentage of people fall in love with this terrible animal?
Well, if you best the kangaroo, he actually becomes your spirit guide through the, and he guides you to retrieve your stolen wallet.
And sometimes that's guides excellent. Fall
that's
in
how,
love.
Well, yeah.
And let's be real, and to punish you.
Good
well, this
punch
is
in the
actually pre-recorded for next year's Valentine's Day. What percentage of love is punishment?
Good question. Like,
that is
30 to 80%
I would say that's pretty accurate.
That's pretty healthy
yeah,
range.
Say, yeah.
That's like.
Okay, guys, we have some more listener mail. Oh wow!
Wait, we didn't answer the question. So I think Deirdre, I think the answer is yes, but I think we're missing some of the shadow continents. So we're gonna have to check back with you soon.
Yeah, but there is one in North America.
There is one. Yeah.
Are you kidding me? There's,
I saw
like,
one
all
in
of Crown Heights. All of Crown Heights is a
Crown Heights, Gowanus white... for sure. Gowanus is like.
How is this question
so long?
Deirdre, obviously.
Oh, and shit buckets actually.
Yeah.
All of Crown Heights is a hellmouth.
Newark.
Yeah. Oh, Newark.
Everybody
yeah,
knows
especially
that.
The airport.
Well, yeah, but cheap heroin in Newark.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow. Yeah.
So hellmouth.
Cheap heroin and
tip.
Also
hellmouth
apparently
heroin.
And to that regard,
but it
smells
fucking right.
Low price
well.
On blowjobs.
Sorry, to
it's got
well,
the stench of brimstone etched into
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
You know, Elizabeth,
has a dark
New Jersey
smell
always like.
Jersey
attracted
is great.
My
Southern
fascination.
Jersey is clean.
I don't know something about Elizabeth, New Jersey. Like I always fantasize
so
about it.
Puritan
really?
Values.
Yeah. I feel like the coolest people come from Elizabeth, New
it's
Jersey.
Some very cool people
who
come from there.
I'm not even.
Like
I'm not even fucking
comes from Elizabeth, New Jersey.
Our friend,
it's kind of like
Dr. Mark.
Part of New York,
oh
New Jersey.
Yeah, but I mean,
he's pretty rad. Yeah, however,
you know what I'm talking about? It's like just south of
the Elizabethans of New Jersey.
Oh, the Elizabethans. Yeah.
Oh, guys, I just wanted to share. So I was chatting with Olivia Pippington recently. She's gonna come back next week.
She and Elizabeth.
Oh, are you sure that she's.
But did you know, did you guys know that I'm actually a coal baby? I just learned this. I actually was raised with coal heat.
You were conceived under the earth.
I was conceived with coal. And I lived with coal for many a
like
year.
A gem.
Isn't that amazing?
Was
I was like,
coal like a nice
a fucking coal baby.
But speaking of Olivia Pippington.
It said coal all over my face.
We're going to have to do a song soon and we might fuck
Oi!
It up. But guys, here's another listener now. Holy shit. Right?
Good evening.
Whoa. Lay it on my baby.
It's Deirdre once again. Calling to find out who can tell me. Is there I'm sorry. Let me start over.
It's okay, Deirdre.
Are there portals into hell on every
continent? Deirdre, you asked that one. Try a different question,
that's
Deirdre.
Not a great one. I don't know.
Come on, Deirdre. You can do
Deirdre.
It. You got it. I know your dementia is kicking in
schmals.
Mad hard. It's okay.
Deirdre, I admire your courage.
It's okay, take your pills. Take your
good evening.
Okay,
we're on a journey
Deirdre,
through time.
Once again.
Cool. Whoa, what of it? Whoa,
once again? Oh, man, Deirdre.
God.
Hold on.
Good evening.
Have a shot, Looping. Deirdre.
It's Deirdre.
The best cigarette isn't
Deirdre.
The first.
Deirdre, how many times does Deirdre call?
Deirdre said the same one.
Hang on. Man, that's
not.
Oh, man.
That was
prank mail.
You know what? I know Deirdre's a real name. But the more we do this, the more I think it should be made up. Like, whose name is their friend?
Okay,
guys. Hey, this is a real listener.
Hold on, start again.
It's not Deirdre. It's another listener.
Oh.
It's Meg. I'm from Los Angeles. That's where I'm calling from. West
Wait, hang on.
Guys.
Hey, listen to it, assholes. Fuck.
Focus up. Meg is here.
I'm Los Angeles. That's where I'm calling from. West Hollywood. What's up?
What's up?
I wanted to find out, like, why all of your callers are women. Or, like, girls, like, older ladies, like, typically female.
Great question.
I'm looking for an apocal boyfriend or an apocal husband, you know?
Oh!
And so I was just hoping you guys could, you know, really encourage your male, listenership to call and, you know, tell us a little bit about themselves, like height, eye color, hair color, occupation, because I'm really, really looking for an apocal boyfriend.
Mm,
I need someone who understands the ApocoCast. I don't want to have to explain it to somebody. So yeah. If you guys could like hook me up with somebody, I'd super, super appreciate it. Thanks.
Cool, Meg. Awesome.
Thanks, Meg.
This is like the inherent problem of the ApocoCast it's just so much dick cutting off.
It's so lonely.
That
too.
We have almost no male listeners.
And there's a lot of virgin blood, yeah. So they flock to us because they want to give us their blood. So, I mean, and unfortunately there's a double standard of women having sex and it's discouraged more often, even though it's much better for us than it is for you guys.
No. And then, but if she's looking for an
apocalypse, they're starting late.
The thing is, if she wants an apocalypse listener, we cut off all the dicks of every apocalypse listener.
Yeah. And every apocalypse suitor that we could offer her would come from a restricted range of set aside men, all stillborns originally.
Oh man,
yes,
our noble class to be a part of the noble class of the apocalypse of the apocalypse cast.
The apocalypse
the
class.
Then you have to be stillborn. I guess.
Oh, the apocalypse class. Oh,
wait, like initially, until the doctors brought you back.
A revived stillborn virgin.
Whoa, an undead baby.
Yeah.
A zombie baby.
That's like pureness within purity. A revived virgin.
There was a TV show about that.
Exactly.
There was a TV show about that.
What do you want?
Yeah, it's totally doable. Yeah. And I think, or she could keep her own like slave being, and that would also work. You know, like a slave boyfriend, but unfortunately, they cannot be a consenting listener.
I know. I feel like
they
are
to be forcibly made to listen.
Well, we have listeners with extra dicks, extra blood.
Do we have consenting listeners, or are they all just people that are being tortured by like?
Wait, what is this like Queen of Sheba shit we're doing here?
No, I mean, any consenting listener is gonna have their dick chopped off, so it has to be a non-consenting listener.
That's true. Yeah.
Oh, so wait, you're asking if there's any listeners that aren't being tortured in the process of listening
to this? Right. So it has to, unfortunately, you're gonna have to torture him, and if you need to find someone to torture,
that is actually guys.
Let's tell Meg how do we find someone to kidnap and torture?
When you don't go to patreon.org, we have to take contracts from the CIA.
Yeah.
Where their podcast is just broadcast into torture chambers.
I tend to prey on
the
you
spike
know,
shop. Don't pay for itself.
CIA
men
don't pay either.
That are passed out in the bar.
I mean, look, we would like to rely on
apocalypse
listeners going to patreon.org.
It's all good,
but
places.
We can't. We have to outsource and torture people, cut their dicks off, collect their blood.
When
and
the CIA
to the
torture someone, they send them to the ApocalypseCast.
But
you immediately ask them for a picture of their dick. You confirm it. Cut the dick off.
But we might.
Yeah, that's not why.
How do we confirm it? How do we confirm it?
It's because of how confusing.
Do you look at the actual dick
video.
And put the picture next to it?
You ever go to Chinatown?
Because if they commit perjury and they give you a false picture, a false dick ID, then they're killed differently.
Traitors.
Otherwise, they have to match the two when the dick is.
That is like the Latin definition of perjury is lying about your dick.
Yeah,
that's where the word comes from.
Yeah, that's somebody else's dick. That's not my dick.
Yeah.
I've never seen it before in my life.
Well, anyways, I was saying that the CIA...
I swear, officer, it's not mine.
The CIA used to send people to the ApocalypseCast to be tortured. Not really to be tortured, but to be interrogated because they would come here... And
before
be
Trump
like,
cut the
right,
budget for our
right,
particular
they,
program.
They'd send instead of torturing them, they'd send a terrorist here and we'd be like, who are we?
What is life?
Like, what is life even? And they'd be like,
am
oh
I?
My fucking God, holy shit, you guys have a fucking point.
But also,
so
what is the point?
But yeah, what's the point? Like, why even kill the infidels? They're just going to make new ones. You know? And he was like, fuck! Pat, Jed, Sarah Steele, Violet M, Midwest Al. You guys are right. I'm going to denounce extremism and get right with fucking Jesus.
And eat a goddamn
bagel. Oh, is he getting right with the Lord?
Yeah.
He's going to eat a goddamn bagel.
Because he wasn't right. He wasn't
right.
He was not right with the Lord.
He was going to eat
no
a bagel.
Way. No way was
no
he
way.
Right.
No way was he right.
Fuck no.
That's such a good song, by the way.
If you guys like had
Wait,
any showmanship, you would have been ready to just burst into it.
Sure,
right
by the way, I feel like
maybe
I did...
I wasn't right with the Lord, right?
No, I feel like we didn't write. I wasn't. We didn't.
Did
you
know?
Have a video of that, by the way.
Did
I
you know
see.
That there's like that? I heard there's breaking news that a staff from United Airlines ate a baby in one of the lavatories.
Really?
Doesn't that sound like a kooky too, though?
They had to free up a seat, so they just ate a baby.
Our baby was born on the flight, but they threw them off because they're like, you didn't have a ticket.
So the baby was born on a flight, but they ran out of food. So
no,
like,
no, it was someone else's baby, and they just
what is it with soccer
like,
teams, by the way, and crashing?
Is my favorite indie
band. Yeah,
they just
cannibalized it, like right there.
Anyway, sorry, let's do this song, right? What's the song?
Oh, are we gonna add a little good artist.
Can you do the at the end of the world?
No,
with
the
Apocalypse
the Bismarck one.
I know, I love that one.
We're gonna do a little
so
song.
Can you please
good
play
times,
that one?
Times, man, but not today. Today we have big plans. This is
the
about,
only song we replay is I Wasn't Right with the Lord.
You know what I've been so singing? True. I've been singing, your name is Jonah Lark.
Because you were building me apart.
Dark, and you were let's play that.
Let's play that.
Shark.
Let's just do songs.
No,
for
we're
the
not doing that.
Yeah, we have a couple
we're
minutes.
We're doing this one.
I don't know that one.
Yes. We can do It's the Apocalypse.
In 1941, the war had just begun. The Germans had the biggest ships. They had the biggest guns.
The Bismarck was the fastest ship that ever sailed the sea.
On her decks were guns as big as steers and shells as big as trees.
Whose dad wrote this?
Out of the cold and foggy night, there came a British hood. And every British seaman he knew and understood. They had to sink the Bismarck, the terror of the sea. Stop those guns as big as steers and those shells as big as trees. We'll find the German battleship that's making such a fuss. We gotta sink the Bismarck, cause the world depends on us. Hit the decks a-running, boys, and turn the guns around. When we find the Bismarck, we gotta cut her down.
For 6 days,
the hood found the Bismarck, and on that fateful day, the Bismarck started firing
15 miles away.
We gotta sink the Bismarck, was the battle sound. But when the smoke had cleared away, the mighty hood went down. For 6 long days and weary nights, they tried to find her trail.
Churchill told the people, put every ship a sail.
Cause somewhere on that ocean, I know she's gotta be. We gotta sink the Bismarck to the bottom of the sea.
The fog was gone the 7th day, and they saw the morning sun.
10 hours away from homeland, the Bismarck made its run. The admiral of the British fleet, and turned those rows around. We found the German battleship,
we're gonna cut her down.
The British guns were aimed, and the shells were coming fast.
The first shell hit the Bismarck, they knew she couldn't last.
Got him.
That mighty German battleship is just a memory. Sink the Bismarck was the battle cry that shook the 7 seas.
We found the German battleship was making such a fuss. We had to sink the Bismarck, cause the world depends on us. We hit the decks a-running, boys, and turned the guns around. Yeah, we found the mighty Bismarck, and then we cut her down.
Fuck up, Bismarck.
Yeah, we found the mighty Bismarck, and then we cut her down.
All right.
Hey, very nice. Very nice.
It wasn't perfect, but it was very nice.
Very nice. Very nice.
Is this the First World War or the Second?
Second.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel like we would have progressed
die,
musically
bitches.
By the Second World War.
No, it's about a guy
got
called...
worse over
sailors
time.
It's about are, like, trapped in time. They're
Johnny
like,
Horton.
Time capsules.
It's a guy that just wrote about, like, battles. Mm. And he was what very popular in the 50s.
Like, what like the people who play Dungeons & Dragons and shit, or, like, Warhammer.
I play
like,
Dungeons & Dragons.
Well, me too.
I do. It's
and
fun.
Are you not a small arm specialist?
I am also small.
So imagine if you were in the Navy, and so, like, your contact...
Technically
like,
he was, but in the... Well, what is it?
I Men's just, Department of yeah. the Navy.
Oh, zing.
Got him. Got him.
Tuning instruments. No, I'm just saying that they don't, like, you would imagine that, like, the musical tropes would be sort of, like, constant or, like, more, like, there would be, like, a
nautical.
Naval. Yeah, like, more a nautical.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's, like, a whole nautical well, musical idiom.
You know, I feel that our, well, speaking of nautical, oh, hang on. We might as well just run with this.
10 more songs.
10 more songs.
Guys, you know
ten
this one. Guys, remember this ship that sang
us? Like 10.
Oh, I want to do the Baby in the Dumpster song.
See, you guys weren't right with the Lord.
What was
like
that?
This...
What's the baby? What are you playing?
Yeah.
Oh, wait.
It's going up in a different
oh,
key.
Oh, he's putting on his superhero capo.
There were 76 officers commissioned on board. It was
was far from the worst of maritime disasters. The Andrea Doria, she sank like a stone out of this world and forever alone. It was far from the worst of maritime disasters. This place we've forgotten, this place we've unknown, bring to me and I'll never let go. Wanted a token, this is your reward. You will never be broken, you'll never be bored. The Andrea Doria, she sank like a stone out of this world and forever alone. It was far from the worst of maritime disasters. Oh, sweet Jesus. And there was this priest, right? Reverend Jim Jones, he had 22 wives, 923,000 followers, not all with whom he died. It was by far the worst mass suicide disaster. I got the number wrong, it was something in the hundreds.
That we know of.
Pretty
there
good
no
for
more
all
verses?
The stuff.
What happened to the rest of the verses?
It was worth
it. There were,
it just
yeah.
ended on mass suicide.
I'm wired to
it.
You. You are wired to me.
Yes.
Somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
It's, you know what? We did great. Yeah. Not bad. Okay, really quickly. You have exactly 4 minutes and 40 seconds.
Okay, cool. That was a good act.
Sweet Caroline. Oh, good times never seem so good. So good, so good, so good.
But times are so bad. Is that what we're doing as a song?
Ba, ba, ba. I never would.
Okay.
One night we lay beside each other, so close to a sled, two fans circling overhead. We'd live on borrowed time, and the traffic lights direct empty roads. The stars can't break the city skies, but they still try to spy what they know's already true. And tomorrow we'll take aim, just like a storm waiting for a calm. I can feel it all coming in my chest. My heart's already pounding. My head's on fire off highways. 16 years old on a road that never ends. My drive into something that looks like a sunset. And it lasts forever, and I never look back. From Hoboken to LA, from Portland to Gainesville, from the Great Plains to Niagara, Route 66 straight through California. Electric light, carry the night. We moving four time on feet, on wheels, and through the sky. Yes, we're going, cause we'd die if we stayed here. And our dying dreams will carry what's good and real and pure. And the rest can burn in hell.
On the apocalypse.
Oh my god, what a great Apocalypse cast this was. This was so excellent. Thank you all.
Apocalypse cast, we'll miss you.
Thank you so much. We're going to miss every last one of you.